On 90.3 KAZU, I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. When it comes to sports, Santa Cruz is better known for pro surfing than pro basketball. But last year, the Golden State Warriors made Santa Cruz the home of its D-League team. As the season comes to an end, Lindsey Graham Jones reports on whether it's been a good match for the team and the community.
Out on the playground at Galt Elementary School in Santa Cruz, about 20 second graders crowd in for a picture with Santa Cruz Warriors basketball players Hilton Armstrong and Darrington Hobson.
You guys wanna play?
Yeah!
Playing basketball with these pros is a reward for the students who read the most words in a 2-month program called Read to Achieve. 7 schools throughout the city are participating, and teacher Katie Scowcroft says her students were really motivated by this reward.
They've all worked really hard. Really, the motivation, with reading, the motivation factor is key.
The Santa Cruz Warriors are the Development League team for the Oakland-based Golden State Warriors. The D-League is the official minor league of the NBA. D-League players can be called up to play on their NBA team at any time during the season, so moving to Santa Cruz from Bismarck, North Dakota, made sense. But it's been more than a logistical success. Since relocating, the Santa Cruz Warriors are leading the Development League in ticket sales, ahead of the 15 other teams.
We always knew that there was a basketball sort of subculture here.
That's Matt Dinesnera, the team's public and community relations manager.
And the reaction from the fans has been fantastic. We couldn't have asked for sort of a warmer embrace from the community of Santa Cruz. And so we're just excited about getting through the inaugural season, getting into year 2, year 3, and just sort of working on and building on the relationships and foundations that we've created already.
At a recent home game in the Warriors' downtown arena, the team is leading the Sioux Falls Skyforce. The bleachers are near capacity with engaged fans when a ref calls a foul on Santa Cruz. You wouldn't know just by looking that this is a temporary facility. The 33,000 square foot building with its steel walls and fabric roof went up in just 3 months.
The whole point of this was to see sort of how this would go. It's been a grand experiment in a way. This whole season has really been an experiment with just experimenting with what works and what doesn't and trying to find our niche in Santa Cruz.
There's already talk of building a permanent arena. The team and the city of Santa Cruz made a 7-year deal with the city loaning the Warriors $4.1 million to relocate. In return, the city receives annual rent from the team, all of the revenue from the arena's concession stands, and a 5% admissions tax. Plus, the city is banking on the idea that the basketball team is stimulating the local economy during Santa Cruz's off-season. Bonnie Lipscomb is Santa Cruz's Director of Economic Development.
One of the reasons we were really supportive of this from the beginning is the fact that the Warriors are in Santa Cruz during the offseason. So we do have a very active Memorial Day to Labor Day. But this really, their active period for the Warriors games during the winter months. So this is perfect.
Whether this is the perfect fit isn't known yet. The numbers are still being calculated, but just based on attendance, Lipscomb is optimistic.
The amount of merchandise I've seen around town has been amazing. It's been really rewarding, I think, for us at the city to see how much the local community and Santa Cruz community have embraced the Warriors. It's a great feeling.
The Warriors season wraps up with an April 6th home game against the Bakersfield Jam, and right now the team is on track to make the playoffs. For KAZU News, I'm Lindsey Graham Jones.